Fine. So we're talking Ashrei. We're still talking about Ashrei. And so here's the question. This is the question we've been grappling with. Is where is our hearts when we're saying Ashrei? Now we're trying to find it. That's what we're aiming at over here. Okay. So in order to address that question, we're going to learn through this piece over here. This is a Avigdor Miller Sefer. It's called Ha'ali Nafshi. It was originally printed in English, and then it was translated into Lashon Kodesh. And I'm going to learn it and translate it back into English. But I like the way the I like the way the Hebrew one is written. For some reason, it talks to me more than the English one. It's not an exact translation. It's, I don't know. It works better. So we'll work from that direction. It's one of the first Sfarim he wrote in English. He always wanted them to be translated into Hebrew, so that they did it posthumously. They started translating them into Hebrew. Anyway, I think they compiled between his tapes and his Sefer, so it's not. I think it's not an exact translation. In any case, so we're going to learn his explanation of the first pasuk of Ashrei, or Mimcha Hashem Tilo David, or Mimcha Hashem, and also his understanding of why Ashrei needed to be Al Seder Aleph base. And then we'll understand a little bit of what's expected of us, how we're supposed to be saying Ashrei, and then we'll try to think about what we can do to get there. So he says as follows: Tehillah David, right? So he says the Tehillah David is the way this mizmar of Ashrei starts. The pasuk Ashrei Yeshu Vesecha and Ashrei Mshikach Alay are two added psukim, as we discussed. But when Chazal said you should say Ashrei three times a day, they called it Tehillah David. Kalayim Tehillah David Shalosh Pam B'chol Yom. So Tehillah David is the actual mizmar itself, mizmar Kuf Mem Hei in Tehillim. So he says Tehillah David. What does the word Tehillah mean? Tevas Hillel or Tehillah Mitzayin Haba Nirgeshes V'Nil Heves Shal Simcha Yarasa. The word Hillel or Tehillah is connotes an expression, an emotional expression and a fervent expression of simcha, of happiness, I shall haratza, or excitement. V'karav l'tevis yalel v'helel, of screaming. K'goin tzak v'helel ben adam, person screamed. Hamaseyenet tzakal shal tzar, which that refers even to screaming out of pain. V'hatevis u'mitseyenet hislahavos. This word connotes excitement. The hisrakshus and being emotional, worked up. And the source of the word is from a word that means wildness. I spoke to wild people, and don't be wild. We call halalus when a person is wild and uncontrolled. So when we say Tehillah David, means this is basically the ceiling of excitement and hislahavis and emotion and hisrakshus that we can put into expressing something in Lashon Kodesh. The word would be Tehillah, and it's related to Hillel and Halel and screaming and yelling and all sorts of words that mean, you know, expressing emotion. And then he says, that's the word Tehillah. So what does the title of this parak in Tehillim of Ashrei is Tehillah. That's the way it's supposed to be said. And that's the type of emotion that's supposed to accompany it. And that's how our hearts are supposed to be involved when we're saying Ashrei, right? We should be screaming it. So it says L'David, Avamar L'David, and it's Tehillah L'David for David HaMelech, L'tzayin. And that's supposed to make us understand that Tehillah Azayis Nischar David HaMelech Alav HaShalom. It was written specifically through David HaMelech. Now, many of the Mizmairim in Tehillim were written through other people. 10 people were the authors of the various different Mizmairim in Tehillim, and David HaMelech compiled them. Some of them, however, were written by David HaMelech himself, this being one of them. So that's why it's Tehillah David. And what's the importance of that? L'Hayres Chashivusa, to let us know how chashuv it is, how important it is. Hayisera al shara mizmairim. It has a mila. It's more elevated than the other mizmairim shenis chabro ide mechaber mecherim that were written through other authors. Shlehi giyah malas of miles David. Their mila, their level does not reach the level of David HaMelech. Hagam, although shigam behem dibur Hashem ruach hakodesh, although the old other mechaberim, Hemam and Dardar and all the other people mentioned over there, all had Ruach HaKodesh, v'gam heim meleim chachma adin keitz, certainly all full of chachma adin keitz, but there is a special madrig of David HaMelech that David HaMelech reached in giving shira, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we say in Baruch Sha'amar, B'shirei David Avdecha Nehalacha, we are choosing the shirim which were written by David HaMelech to say halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because those are miyuchad, those are special, they're unusual. And that's Tehillah of David. So it's this expression of simcha, expression of excitement, expression of screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a slahavus that was written and authored by David HaMelech. Now, what does he tell us to do? Tehillah of David. Number one, Ari Mimcha. So, Aroi Mimcha, just to translate, Aroi Mimcha means I will elevate you, Hashem, Cha, right? A is me, Roi Mimcha is will elevate Cha, you. So now he's like this. Chazal is an introduction. Chazal debru b'shvach mizvizah b'shnei taimim. Chazal, when they spoke about what's so good about Ashrei, why it is that it was so special to be said three times a day, they gave two reasons. Aleph mishum shapsukum halchum seder aleph beis. One reason is because the psukum are in the order of aleph beis. Beis mishum sheish ba pasuk pesach zidacha, because it has the pasuk of pesach zidacha, which refers to when we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that sustains us, gives us our parnasa day after day. So we've spoken already in the past a little bit about pesach zidacha, but now he says like this: Mila zu shepsuka Ashrei nemar al seder aleph beis. This Mila that Ashrei was written in order of aleph beis. Be'emes yesh b'soid nister. In truth, there's a side. There's a secret which he doesn't tell us. Aval vadahi, but it's certainly true that gam geremes lekach shenuchal lezeichram. There's a simple understanding is that it was written aleph beis in order that we should remember it. Right, the same reason why Ashamnu is al seder aleph beis, in order that it be something that's easy to remember, and as a mnemonic, you know, it's aleph beis gimel, you remind yourself, you know. Many of the Zmiris Shabbos are written with each stanza spells out a name, spells out a word, in order that it should be easy to remember.
Is that like in case the person is a sinner?
It's, he says more than that. He says, you should remember him, we should be able to memorize it easily, gambal peh. From here we see Shadavad of Malach Olav Ashalom Chibur Mizmer Zu Bekavanim Yuchuvenas. He had a very specific intent. Sheyia Mizmer Zer Rogel Al Shenenu Tamid. He wanted us to memorize it. He wanted it to be easy to remember because he wanted us, this particular Mizmar, that we should say it all the time. Which means, and that shows us, that this Mizmar is different than all other Mizmar. There's a message in this Mizmar that's more important, or at least more important that it should be a constantly repeated by us in our daily lives. It's more important for us to incorporate it into our daily lives than the other mizmarim, and that's why it was written al seder aleph beis. The kavanas hamasher ha'alaki niskayim v'mulaya, and this that David HaMelech had in mind was certainly totally niskayim, because everybody does know Ashrei Baal Peh. How can roish and izboina b'mizmizat tamen? Therefore, what we see is that this is a mizmor, Ashrei is a mizmor that we should always be thinking about. V'nirchesh mimenu, and through thinking about it, we can get from it hadeah ha'amitas, the true understanding of hadveikas b'shem, in order to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now he goes on to explain how that is. Ha'mizmor maschol b'tevas arim mimcha. This mizmor begins with the word arim mimcha. U'bezeh hu migal lanu in yonev tachlis shel mizmor. Here he tells us what the purpose of the whole Ashrei is. What's the purpose? Shehu l'roimim Hashem b'machshavte, to elevate Hashem in our thoughts, u'b'machshava shar b'nei adam. And we should elevate, when we say arim mimcha, we'll elevate Hashem, we mean to ourselves and to other people. Kedei she'cholam she'kulam, in order that everybody, yakiru hein es godloi, we should recognize the greatness of Hashem and the goodness of Hashem. Va'amar arei mimcha, and this is a very important point. Arei mimcha, I will. Hainu, that means, ani, I boicher betafked azel atzmi. I'm choosing this job for myself. I'm choosing this mission. V'zehu esek sheli, this will be my mission in life. Hatzir she'olav yesubu machshavoisai, this will be the center point that all my machshavas revolve around. Zoi tachlos chai. When a person says arei mimcha, that's what he's saying. I have a job in life. I have a new mission. I'll make myself a personal mission statement. Arei mimcha Hashem Elokai, I am here to be meroimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my job in life. And you say this, remember, with excitement and fervor and hislahavas. So you're saying, Tehillah LeDavid, Arei mimcha Hashem Elokai. This is what I'm here for, and this is what I'm about to do, and that's why we have the whole davening for, but it's a purpose. It's a mission. It's a direction. Arei mimcha, we're here to elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it says v'hidgish arei mimcha, which is with the chaf, the suffix of chaf, hainu rak oischa. It has to be something which
is exclusive. We can have this purpose of getting excited and elevating a Kadosh Baruch Hu if it's an exclusive purpose. I won't praise and I won't elevate anything else in the world. Loi chayfetz, not a particular item. Loi mu'ura, and not an occurrence. Loi adam, not a person. Loi rayan, not a thought. Ki rak oischa arayim. You and only you will be the thing that I will elevate. Muvad, an exception being, if through being mashbiach something in particular, yetze mizei is a kwe chamayim, I can cause Hashem to be elevated. So he says, let's elevate a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and we will bow down to his mountain. So in other words, by speaking about how wonderfully and beautiful and tremendous the Beis HaMikdash is, we're elevating a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we can elevate other things when those are a method and a vehicle to elevate a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We can talk about the Alps, or we can talk about some beautiful, you know, discovery or some other nekuda that brings out our amazement at Neflois HaBayre and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's workings, because through that we elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the tachlis has to be exclusive. He says, likewise, and to be mechabed your parents, this is Kainim, and older people could see Hashem like Hashem commanded, and to be mechabed all the servants of Hashem, and to be mechabed everybody around you as the Torah commanded you, because through that we are merimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, he says, what was coming to exclude is Ulam, kol hanois in shalom l'chaveri kadim shispal, anybody who gives shalom to his friend before davening, kilu ase bamet, as if he built a new mizbeach. Ki avar al hayisoid hazeh shal arei mimcha. Through doing that, you violated this concept of arei mimcha, that I will elevate you. Vehevri l'basar adam, and you've given over to a basar adam, ha-kavod ha-roi l'bayir yisbach, the kavod that really should only be in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because of a Rambam, davar yudua ibar, it's a clear and known thing. She'ein ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu niksheres b'li b'shaladim. It's impossible for the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be connected to a person's heart. Ad she'yishke b'otamid. It has to be something you think about all the time. Karoi, properly. V'yaziv kol mashabayim chutz v'meni. You have to forget about anything in the world other than that. K'moy she'tziva v'amr, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, what we say in Kriyashma every day, twice a day. Ezechi b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, that means all encompassing. That means nothing else. That's the only way to truly connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'im mislahav u'mispal mimaman, if a person gets excited and impressed from money, mimada, from science, minasiyas aruchais, from big long trips, minatiyur, from touring, mimakayim zuchaykim and musukanim, dangerous and far places, mishir ezemer, from music, amikal davar achar ba'olam, meaning to say, as in it as itself, but from its own value, not from it as a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harehu Soyser HaYisoy Shal Aramimcha, you are ruining this power of Aramimcha. Nimtza, from here we see, Ki Shtei HaAdgashas, the 2 points, Heim Shtei Yisoydes G'doylam HaNimtzayis, Nimtzayim B'mila HaRishayna Shal Arsha Aramimcha. These are two tremendous Yisoydes, foundations, that are in the first word of Ashrei of Aramimcha. Aleph is Aramimcha, to dedicate our lives exclusively for this purpose, and our mimcha atalavad, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only thing the thing that will elevate, and there will be no other thing that we elevate. Fine. So that's the point I wanted to bring out over here. So now, what Rabbi Miller is saying is that when we say Ashrei, and we start Ashrei, we start out with the first pasuk, Arav Mimcha Hashem Aleichai, what we're saying is we are defining what our job is, and we're giving ourselves a mission and a goal, and we're also, by saying Tehillel David, saying how we're going to do it. The way we elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the way we achieve the level of making it our mission and making it our job in life, is through getting excited about it. Tehillel, we yell it, we scream it, but call Ram, and we get interested in it. So now, this is not the way most of us say Ashrei. That's the truth. Now, the truth is, saying it out loud, B'kol Ram, is already a very good step in the right direction. Right? Inevitably, when you say something louder, you get more excited about it. Yeshua has pointed out to me that when I have to scream over the air conditioning, somehow I get more animated with my speeches. So it's a natural tendency that if you scream something, you say it loud, you get into it. So right away, the concept of Tehillah, which is we call Ram, is a tool how to reach this Madrega, what we are trying to say we need to do. We have to get to this level of Ari Mimcho, that we want to be people that our job in life is to elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we have lives, and we do a lot of other things in life. You know, we work, we eat, we drink, we change dirty diapers, we do all sorts of other things. And Rabbi Victor Miller, if you ever listen to any tape, pick out any tape at random, and he'll talk about an apple. And I can guarantee you, on any tape, he will be talking about an apple, maybe an orange, peach. What? Maybe a peach. Possibly a peach, or something. He made it his life's mission that everywhere and every taking, breathing, he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. And he found a way to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he took this job of Aram Mimcha very seriously. And he found a way to incorporate it into his whole life. Every step of his life, he was doing Aram Mimcha Hashem Elokai. And that's a very big madrega, and it's very hard to reach it. It takes a lot of work. And the starting point is davening. The starting point is davening, and reflexively, if we incorporate it into our lives, then our davening gets better. But if our davening gets better, we can start thinking about it in our lives as well. So it works hand in hand. But that's the goal. That's the goal. We would want to have a before and after picture of davening before and after we've worked on it. It's the before would be the way we daven now, and the after would be we say Ashrei, you know, and the walls shake. And when exactly, learn from the competition. And when we eat a peach, we think of Ashrei. So that would be the before and after picture that we're striving for. And the question is what we could do about that. So, as an exercise, so to speak, that's what I did myself tonight. I was trying to think. You can think of the competition, Lahavdil, but if you want to keep it Jewish, what? We all know people that were good at davening. Think about, you know, what we've observed. It could be people like us. It could be people that are much more chashev than us, Rabbeim and Rosh Hashivas and etc. We've observed them, and they were really, we could tell they were really into it, and they were really davening for real. And what were they doing different? What were they doing, at least that we could observe, that made the davening different? So definitely, speed is a big thing. The speed is a very big thing. That's definitely one big difference. They had time, right? They weren't rushed. Now, that's only a solution, in other words, to slow down if you have the time. So, which means you have to come on time, right, which itself is a challenge. But that is a big thing, and
sometimes
that's
you have to come
early.
Well, sometimes Ashrei is said in, like, you know, 10 seconds flat.
Yeah,
but,
right.
I mean, you can come on time, and it could still be a problem.
And you can still say it fast. Right. It's not a single solution. Correct. Anybody can think of anything else.
You're not supposed to say it before the minion, though. That's the problem.
Okay, so I'll tell you something about that in a second. So I was thinking about it. This story just came to mind when I was thinking about this.
Says it fast, so it's like,
everybody rushes through it.
It's like a
right. You could first of all start before the minion. It's not true. You could always start before the minion. Revelia Lapian Saif Yamov would wake up like a half hour and start davening way before everybody else. You know, just that he could be up to everybody by Baruch Hu in Shachar. So you can always start before, that's fine. You can do your Aneas later. Halavai, we should be holding by that. But I remember when I was at Bachar and I was at Shul, so we were living in a Dira, you know, an apartment with 7 Bacharim. And a friend of mine got pneumonia. Not a terrible form of pneumonia, but he had to stay home. Now, instead of this being a very depressing thing, which it was, to be in a Bachram Deer stuck alone, he was really excited. Why was he so excited? Because now he could daven at his own pace. It took him a solid hour to daven Psuka de Zimra, and he was going through it, he was going at it, he was singing his way through every Hallelujah. And he was like in seventh heaven. And this, he's an administrator in a yeshiva now. He's a regular guy. He's not a Rosh Hashiva, not a Rav, not a rabbi. a regular guy, but he like he was always disappointed that he had to keep up with the tzibur and he had to rush through it. I remember what he used to do is like he used to just skip half of davening so that he could daven the other half at his own pace. And he was really excited to be able to sing it and daven it with the full hislavis that he would like. And, you know, I was thinking about how we have nusach, singing, incorporated into our davening. The nusach of Rosh Hashanah, for example, is a very inspiring nusach, right? And the purpose of nusach, which says it's farm, is to help us focus. And I always, on Rosh Hashanah, when I daven, I sing the nusach to myself because it does help you focus on Shemoneh Esrei. It does help you, you know, channel your emotions and get your heart into it. So it's a wonderful thing to utilize. Now, it can be a little embarrassing if you're going to start singing out loud, but everybody can figure out a way to do it. You know, there's ways to do it, but I'm just, my point is, Kol Ram, singing, these are tools, and they're very useful, and it can really change the way you say anything. And it's what's expected from us, as we see, Tehillah David. When you're really excited about something, it's just said in a very different way. It comes out very differently than when you're, you know, knocking it off by rote. So that's the thought that I wanted to share with you. That's the kavana we should have when we say Arei Mimcha, next time we say Ashrei, one of the three times, hopefully, out of the next 7 days, we can try to remember that when saying Arei Mimcha, we are proclaiming that we have a mission, and we have a job, and it's something to think about, what that job is, and how we can incorporate it, and then try to think of a way, and this, again, I mentioned this last week, mentioned it again, we have to try to find a way, and try to think of Eitzes, how to make it easier for ourselves to do this, how we can come up, what sort of ideas, or applications, thinking, saying it loud is an idea, but what other ideas can we come up to, and I would, you know, like to hear from everybody. What other ideas can we use and utilize to make it work better? For our competition, you know, he has drums and loud noise, and hey, you know, it works. You know, I'm saying there's different ways, different things we can think about what we can do to make ourselves pause for a moment and get our hearts back into davening where they were meant to be. Yeah. Thank you.